Senators John Barrasso of Wyoming and Joe Donnelly of Indiana introduced the bipartisan legislation that would require EPA and the Army Corps to withdraw the rule and rewrite the proposal with consideration of stakeholders and review of economic and small business input. It also requires EPA to adhere to definitions included in the bill, which would limit the reach of a new rule. Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts had this to say about the legislation.
We have farmers that came from all over the country, and whoever said, I think it was Heidi, said this is the number one issue with regards to overregulation that farmers and ranchers and people who live in rural America think is absolutely the case.
Roberts said too often he hears from his constituents that they feel ruled and not governed. The Senate bill and similar House version may have enough votes to pass, but not enough to overcome a threatened presidential veto, likely sending the issue back to the courts where the rule opponents would argue that EPA is violating federal law and the separation of powers by changing the Clean Water Act. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and American Farm Bureau applaud the introduction of this legislation. NCBA President Philip Ellis said finalizing the rule only 6 months after receiving more than 1 million comments sends a clear message that EPA has no intention of listening to the broad array of stakeholders and is pushing forward with a problematic rule. AFBF President Bob Stallman said tens of thousands of farmers, ranchers, and landowners have spoken out, but EPA has yet to fully acknowledge the proposal's potential impact on everyday farming activities. Farm Bureau urges Congress to act swiftly before the rule is final so agencies can recraft the rule to ensure that it's practical and addresses farmers, ranchers, and business owners' concerns across the country.